And now I would like to introduce our 10-minute speaker, Ms. Felina.
My name's Felina and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi,
guys. First of all, I want to thank Amber for asking me to come and join her tonight. It's kind of payback for me because I normally do it to her. So I get to do this. It's an honor and a privilege to be standing in this room. Alcoholics Anonymous is the best thing that ever happened to me. And tonight makes it extra special for me, too, because I have a sobriety date, and it's December 3rd, 2003. I have 11 years, 5 months, and 6 days of continuous sobriety, or 4,175 days of continuous sobriety, if you're counting, which I am, because somebody in this room once told me it's one day at a time, and I still count my days. And the last drink I had, a girlfriend from Alcoholics Anonymous called me to check on me to see how I was doing. And she's sitting in this room, and she had 17 or 18 years of sobriety at that time, and she called to see how I was doing, and I was drinking a 6-pack of beer, and I hung up the phone real quick and said, oh, I'm good, hung up the phone, and the next day I raised my hand as a newcomer again. So the fact that she's sitting in this room tonight is really good for me. Like I said, I have a sobriety date. If you're new and sitting in this room, I suggest you get a sobriety date. With me, it changed. December 3rd was not my first sobriety date. I had probably 10 or 12 sobriety dates before that final one. I came into Alcoholics Anonymous on March 3rd of 2003. So 3-3-0-3 would have been my first original sobriety date, but then I got a 30-day kit and bought a drink and celebrated. I did the same thing at 60 days. I think I did it at 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, whatever it was. And then I finally got a new date. Now, mind you, I read the steps off the wall. I didn't have a sponsor. I had quite a few picked out in my head, but I never picked up the phone to call them and ask them what I actually needed to do. So I thought reading the steps off the wall was doing the steps. I had no idea, and I used to carry my big book around with me, and in fact, Deanna's name is also printed in my original big book, because she gave me your number and told me to call her anytime I needed to, and I would open that book and sit out in front of the meetings and try and read something and couldn't remember what I was reading, and I can remember another member of this fellowship asking me outside of the meetings, what are you doing? And I said, I'm reading a book. And he's like, anything good in there? And I'm like, shh. But he was just asking if I knew what I was doing, probably. I don't know. But if it weren't for people like that who were there for me in the beginning, I probably wouldn't be standing in this room. And Amber and Keith were also two of those people. I met Amber when I was in ASA House working on my sobriety, and I got the privilege of housing or rooming in that house with Keith. So we have somewhere around the same amount of time of sobriety because we came in at the same time and got to do this at the same time. And if you stick around Alcoholics Anonymous, hopefully you get that too. If you're sitting in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, not sure if you're an alcoholic, most people who are not alcoholics don't end up in Alcoholics Anonymous. Just my opinion. But for this drinker, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else, you know. I got the privilege today of helping my daughter, my 18-year-old daughter, get ready for her senior prom. And if I was drinking, I would have missed that. And last night, I got to go over to my oldest daughter's house and spend the night over there and hold my grandbaby. And if I was drinking, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I show up when I'm supposed to show up for my children and my friends. And every day I'm here, it's a miracle. You know, it really is a miracle for me. And the things that were okay for me in my early sobriety have changed. You know, the things that got me through my first year aren't the things that get me through my 11th year in sobriety. I wake up every morning and my sponsor has me doing the third step prayer and the seventh step prayer. And then I get out of bed. And I set goals today and I move forward to do something in my life. The things I couldn't do at a year of sobriety, I couldn't do at 3 years of sobriety, I couldn't do at 5 years of sobriety, some of these things. But no matter what happens in my life, I just don't pick up a drink. And that's what Alcoholics Anonymous has given me. It's given me that freedom to not drink no matter what happens in my life. And a lot of things have happened in my life. And as long as I stay in Alcoholics Anonymous, it only gets better. So I don't know how long I spoke. That's enough out of me. And Amber gets to go next. So thank you.
So before that, I asked Glenn to read the 12 traditions.
Okay, 12 traditions. To those down and cold, Alcoholics Anonymous has made a difference between misery and sobriety, often the difference between life and death. AA can, of course, mean just as much as uncounted alcoholics not yet reached. Therefore, no society in any way wants to have long resolution, protection of permanent entities. We all probably see that we must work together, hang together, and help people to finally get along. One, a common welfare becomes more personally accepted in AA unity. Two, for any purpose or for one of the authority, and God, and themselves as new conscience. Our leaders are a trusted servant, leader of government. Three, the only requirement for AA membership is desire to stop drinking. Four, each person should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry a message to the alcoholic to feel suffering. Six, an AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. That problems of money, property, and prestige burden for a primary purpose. 7. Every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting and cutting outside contributions. 8. Alcoholics Anonymous should remain forever non-professionals that our service centers may employ special workers. 9. AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We always maintain personal intimacy and level of press, radio, and film. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions and reminders, just like principles of one person.